Father God, we lift you up on this morning, Father. Father, we say, God, that you are the Most High God, that there is none like you, Father, that there is none beside you, God. Father, you are King of Kings, Father. You are Lord of Lords, God. Father, you rule, God. You reign, Father. You are a sovereign God. There is nothing that's too big for you, Father. Because you are strong and mighty. Mighty in battle. Lord, and we thank you on this morning for who you are, God. In the midst of every storm, no matter what is going on, we thank you, Father, for your sovereignty in our lives, God, for your grace, God, to humankind, for your mercy, God, that has been bestowed upon us. We thank you, Father. We bow before you in your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus. May every heart bow in the name of Jesus under your sovereign hand, Father. May every proudness, every self-righteousness bow before you, Father. We thank you, God. We magnify you, God. You are awesome, God. We love you on this morning, God. With our whole hearts, Father, we say that we love you, God. We love you on this morning, Father. Father, would you breathe on your people? Father, mend every broken heart, Father. Make every crooked place straight, straight, Father. Father, we repent, God, for our sins, known and unknown. Father, Father, every place in us, God, where we have rejected you, God, Father, where we have withstood your word, Father, where we have rejected truth, Father, we repent now. Father, bring us into alignment, Father, with you, God, your lordship, Father. Lord, and we thank you, Father, because you are our sovereign God. The uncreated one, the Alpha and the Omega God. Father, you are the beginning and the end. Who is like our God? Nobody. Father, you stand alone, God. Father, we thank you. Oh, we thank you, Father. God, you stand alone, Rebecia, in our lives, Rebecia Nahaya Basoya, Rebecia Nahaya Basoya, Roboshian de Rebecia, Rebecia Roboshia. Thank you. This is Prophet Shantiria, and I'm coming before you today, Nanahaya Basoya, to pray, God, that we. Oshia. Nanahaya Basoya, the Lordship of Jesus Christ in every area of our life. Yedebesia Nahaya Basoto Roboshia, Ramahaya Basoto Roboshia, Nahaya Basi, Yedebesia Nahaya Basoto Roboshia, the Lordship of Jesus Christ, that we will find peace in his Lordship, that we will find direction under his Lordship, that we will gain our strength under his Lordship, that we will have direction under his Lordship, that we will submit to his Lordship with our whole hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our soul. In the name of Jesus. What does the word Lordship mean? The word Lord in the Bible means ruler, master, or one who has authority. So when we talk about the Lordship of God, we are talking about him as the owner over all of creation. That is what we are referring to. He has supreme authority, power, and ownership over all creation. Therefore, God has highly exalted himself and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in the heaven and of those on earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Through his name, we find salvation, healing, deliverance, and access to the Father. In the Old Testament, God reveals himself in the book of Exodus as Yahweh, the I Am, the covenant-keeping God. In the New Testament, he declared his lordship, affirming his divine authority. In creation, in the book of Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As creator, he owns everything. Psalms 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwelleth therein. This scripture declares God's absolute ownership and his sovereignty over all creation. All authority and power originate from him. Because he created all things, he has rightful authority over all things. God's lordship is sovereign. God not only created the world, but he sustains and governs it. He rules over nations and leaders. His purpose cannot be stopped. Nothing happens outside of his knowledge. In the book of Daniel, it emphasizes in Daniel 4:17, the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. His matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giving it to whomever he will and setteth over it the basest of men. God is in control even when circumstances seem uncertain. Ever been in a uncertain circumstance and you're wondering how are we going to do it? How are we going to make it? What is going on right now? Just know that God is in control even when the circumstances may seem uncertain. In the New Testament, Jesus declared Lord. In the book of Romans, chapter 10:9, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart
that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The key word here is if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. After his resurrection, Jesus also said in Matthew 28 and 18, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. So I'm just going through the scriptures that declare the lordship of Jesus over our lives from the Old Testament to the New, and even until now, Jesus is Lord. Matthew 28 and 18 says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So calling Jesus Lord means submitting to his authority, not our own will, not our own way, but our submission to his authority, trusting in his rule. Even when we don't want to, we are to trust in his rule. There's peace that comes when we trust in God and that we give up the need to follow our own way. We're also acknowledging Jesus as Lord by obeying his commands, submitting to his authority, trusting his rule, and obeying to his command. Accepting Jesus as our Savior means acknowledging him as our Lord. We can't confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, but then not acknowledge him as Lord. That's exactly what we're doing when we walk to that altar or wherever it was where you were saved, and you said, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead for that salvation. You are acknowledging him as Lord. That is the prayer of salvation. So what does the lordship of Jesus Christ mean to you? Or how do we apply it? So first there is submission, surrendering of the will to God's will, surrendering of our will to God's will. Then there is obedience, following his word, even when it's difficult, even when we don't want to, even when we think we have a better way, even when we're uncertain, even when it's hard. Obedience. Third, trust. How much we're able to rely on God and know that he has our best interest at heart, that nothing can separate us from his love, that we can rely on his sovereignty in every situation, that we trust his plans and the path and the trajectory that he set for our life, that the rhythm and the pace that he is taking us, or the path or the direction that he's taking us, is okay. Are we able to submit? Can we obey? And can we just trust it wholeheartedly? And my favorite part of God's lordship, or just acknowledging him as Lord, is worship. To worship God or to worship him, yes, we can do it in song, we can do it in dance, but it's really our heart posture, honoring him as the supreme Lord in our lives. It's about loving him, loving his authority, knowing that he is a perfect, holy, and a just king. It's not about control. It's a relationship. Spending that intimate time with God and getting to know his heart, sharing our heart with his, going back to that submission, that obedience, that trust throughout our days. That is how we worship God. our heart posture towards Him. So what are some of the areas, something to think about is what are some of the areas in your life that have been the hardest to surrender to God's Lordship? What are some of those things? Could it be money? Could it be starting a business? Could it be a relationship? Could it be church? Could it be your office? Have you come into agreement with who God has called you to be? Or is there still some resistance there? Do you agree with the path and the plans that He has set out for your life? If you don't know what they are, then you pray and ask for it. But for those that know, are you submitted to it? Do you trust it? Does understanding God's sovereignty bring you peace? It should. What are the areas in your life that you don't have peace? I can tell you right now, those are probably the areas that you're not fully trusting God in. You haven't fully given it over. You haven't been fully obedient. You're not submitted. Think about those things, those places. Write them down because we're going to pray. Have you truly acknowledged Jesus as your Lord? He is our Creator. He's sovereign. He is King. He alone deserves worship. And so now we're going to pray into this. Any place where you have not acknowledged Jesus as Lord, any area where you don't have peace because you know you're not trusting God, you're not submitted, you're not obedient, acknowledge those things on today. And we're going to pray for God to enter into those spaces, for us to have peace and hope. And we're going to worship God and God alone on today, now and forevermore. Today is the day for us to make a decision to do something different. It's the day for us to acknowledge those places and spaces in us where we just have not been submitted, obedient, where we have not trusted. And we make a vow to worship God and to serve Him and Him alone, and to honor Him as the supreme in our lives. And so, Father God, right now, I pray, Father Lord, that You would bring into our understanding or uncover every place, Father, in our hearts, God, every place in our minds, in our lives, in our relationships, God, in every area that pertains to us, God, our call, what we're supposed to do, what we shouldn't be doing, Father, but that You would bring us into acknowledgement of what those areas, what those places, and what those spaces are, Father. We take a moment, God, to just hear from You and what it is that You desire to show us concerning this. Those places where we don't have peace, those places where we have not trusted You fully, completely, those places, Father, where we are not obedient, those places where we refuse to acknowledge You, any area of resistance of our will to who You have called us to be, what You have asked of us, what You've asked us to give up, what You've asked us to do. We've asked us to not go or to go. The plans that You have given us for our lives, the people that You have sent us or asked us to separate from, we acknowledge, God, those things, Father, on this morning, on this afternoon, Father. Lord, I pray, God, Lord, that you would touch the wheels, touch our hearts, Father. Even now, we repent. God, and we say our confession on today is, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I submit to you. Lord, I will obey you. Lord, I worship you. I find all of, we find our hope, our peace, and our trust in you, Father. Every area, Father, where the enemy will come to build strongholds in the mind or to allow those areas to remain hidden, Father, we pray, God, that you would break it down now, God. Remove all the plaques from every eye of your believer, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare, God, that their vision will be clear, God, in the realm of the spirit and in the natural, that they will be able to perceive what you are doing in their lives, that the voice of the enemy, God, will not speak louder than your voice, Father, in the name of Jesus. We cancel, Father, every plan of the enemy, God, over the minds and the lives of your believer. Father, every idol, God, that we have set up aside from you, Father. Father, we pray, God, and we tear it down now in the name of Jesus. Every idol of lust, every idol, God, of relationships, every idol of every idol, God, that we have established, God, that will stand against your word, your truth, your path, your call, Father. May it be dismantled now in the name of Jesus. Debeshia nahaya baso torobeshia nahaya basoya. Debeshia, every idol of the heart. Debeshia nahaya roboshia nahaya basoya. Father, reveal and dismantle, God. Debeshia nahaya baso torobeshia. Your people, God, hear your voice and the voice of another. They shall not follow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because you are our Lord, you are our God, you are Alpha and Omega, God, you are Yahweh, Father, you are El Roy, Father, you see, God. Every area, even that we think you don't see, Father, you see, Father, and you desire to correct and position and posture your people, Father, according to your will, God, according to your plan. And Father, we come into agreement with it on today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We don't resist you, God, but we come into divine alignment, Father, to advance your kingdom, Father, but it starts with us, God, and in our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. We trust in you, God. All of our hope, Father, is found in you, Father. No matter the situation, no matter what it looks like, we find our hope in you, God. We find our peace in you, Father. May your joy be our strength, Father. In the name of Jesus, your name is a strong tower, Father. The righteous run in and are safe, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we are safe in you, Father. We dwell under your shadow. May you be our dwelling place, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for dwelling with us, Father. We don't want to go in and out of your presence, God. We want to dwell with you, Father. Show us those areas in our lives, God, that offend the Holy Spirit, God, that offend your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus, Roboshia, that we may rid our lives, our homes, and our spaces of it now. In the name of Jesus, Roboshia, Nahaya. Lord, we thank you for being our Lord, Father. We thank you because you are our King, Father. You sit high, Father. Roboshia, Nahaya, Basoya. Debeshia, Nahaya, Basota, Roboshia. You are high and lifted up, Father. You are worthy to be praised, God.
Father, we set our minds, God, on the things that aren't above, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you on today, Father. We thank you, Father. And we build an altar in our heart, God, unto you, Father. We say, God, come into our heart, God. Fill every space, God, with your love, Father, with your fruit, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, give us a heart of flesh, God. Give us a heart of love, Father. Give us a heart of passion, God, towards you, Father, towards the things of God, in the name of Jesus. Rebeshia Nahaya, transform our hearts, Father. Rebeshia Nahaya Basotorobosia, Father, and we set you, God, as the Lord, God, of our lives, God, of our hearts now, in the name of Jesus, God. Rebeshia Nahaya Basoya, you do, God, with us as you will, Father. You are, Father, Rebeshia Nahaya, the potter, God, and we, God, are the clay, God, in the name of Jesus, and we are okay with being the clay, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, because we know, God, as long as we're in your hands, God, nothing can snatch us out, Father. We know the plans, God, that you have for us are good, Father. It's good, it's to prosper us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Roboshia is to perfect us, Father. Rebeshia Nahaya is to mature us, God. It's to grow us. It's to stretch us, God, in the name of Jesus. And so we submit, God, in the name of Jesus, Roboshia, to your lordship, God, to your sovereignty, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If there's anyone present who would like to share, who received a word or revelation, any of the apostles, prophets, or anyone, the line is open now. You may come forth now.
Grace and peace. This is Apostle Fash. I just want to thank you for your poor, your obedience on this teaching on the Lordship of Christ and encouraging us in the area of trust. I also want to share a testimony. I've been waiting for God to just give me the right time to share it. I wanted to ensure that I can share this publicly before I shared it. But the Lord gave me the push to share it today, a notable testimony that God is still moving throughout this initiative. And that was something that our apostle declared at the beginning of this initiative. So I don't want to make it long, but long story short, I've been with my job for 11 years and actually had not been looking for, any other career or moving out of my career right now, unless it was into retirement. However, an opportunity opened up to me, and at first I wasn't going to apply, out of fear, but I said this before online that I've been allowing God to just deal with fear aggressively. Anytime something new comes up, normally, our human side is fear, from stepping out into the unknown. However, this opportunity actually aligns me more with my purpose, with a very huge side of me, part of me that God has placed in me and what he desires for me to actually do in the earth. And a part of that is that, I've been through some major transitions within the last year. And I actually sat this part of me down to the side. I was like, this part of ministry, I'm just going to sit out from a little bit and allow, God to just lead me back into it when I feel like I'm ready, honestly. But the Lord had other plans. So I actually applied for another career, and the Lord opened the door for me to actually walk into that door. And I know it was God because I prayed about it even before applying. It took me a few days. I just said, God, I want what you want. Going back to that word trust, prophet, God, I trust you with whatever you're deciding to do, you know, in my life, in this path. So I want what you want. And if it be of your will, you will be the one to actually open this door for me. So I interviewed and I actually got the position. And I'm excited, nervous at the same time, but I'll be starting my new position within the next couple of weeks. And I just wanted to tell you all and encourage you all that God is still moving. He's still doing notable testimonies. It wasn't, you know, a hard thing. Honestly, I thank God because, you know, not only did he open the door for me, they actually see my value and my worth. So I'm grateful for that. So I just wanted to share that. And thank you, Prophet, for continuing to pray and encourage us in this realm and in this word. More grace.
Amen. And we celebrate and we thank God for that notable testimony on today. I'm sure there has been more testimonies. And so if you have a notable testimony or a revelation or a word that you want to share, please come forth. Apostle Fash, we thank God for God opening that door for you. And we celebrate this testimony on today. If there's anyone else, please come forth.
Good afternoon. This is Apostle Ava on today. I really sensed when you were praying, Prophet Shan, there was a stirring that was happening even in you, although the message was coming through you. And I asked the Lord, does he want me to say this privately to you, or does he want me to release this publicly? And he said he wanted to release it publicly to build others' faith, but to build you in faith publicly. Your voice needs to echo in the public more. You tend to be more of a background or private person, but your voice needs to be strengthened in the public more. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying, even when you stopped, you really weren't supposed to stop. I don't know if you stopped because of the time or if you stopped because you're on your break, but there was more, and there is going to be more that the Lord is going to pray through you even as you get off the line. But the Lord is strengthening your trust in him at a deeper level than before. And he says, I'm not only calling you to trust my hand. The Lord said specifically, he's calling you to trust his heart. There are places where you have carried questions, you've carried burdens in silence, and the Lord wants you to know that he has seen every part of your of those questions and of those burdens. And even though they've been things that you haven't verbalized outwardly, the Lord says he has not forgotten and he sees. The Lord also is saying that this is a season where he is refining your confidence. And I really heard the Lord say that he's enlarging your capacity. So he has to refine your confidence for what's to come. He's teaching you how to rest in what he said, even when what you see has not fully aligned yet. And he wants you to know today that what he spoke over your life, Prophet Shan, it is still active. What he promised you has not expired. There's some secret things that you think that the Lord, and I say they're secret because you haven't verbalized them to people, but there's some things that you've been waiting on that the Lord says, those promises are not expired. He says, do not confuse delay with denial. Do not interpret the process as abandonment. I have been with you in every transition, saith the Lord, in every pruning, in every moment where you had to obey without full explanation. Yes, your trust has been costly, but it has not been wasted, saith the Lord. I'm healing trust in you. Although I brought this message through you, he says, I am healing trust
in you at multiple levels. And I say to you today, prophet, as I'm seeing the Lord say, trust in me. Trust in what I place in you. Trust in the discernment that I trained you with. Trust the pace that I've set you for you. Trust that I know how to preserve what concerns you. And this is the word of the Lord to you on today, Prophet Shantiria. I also want to congratulate Apostle Fash on entering into this next phase of her life. God has not forgotten what he said. What he said is so, despite different transitions, despite what we think it should have been, God's word is sure and it's steady. So we want to say congratulations to you, Apostle Fashionette, for walking in faith and for trusting God and for entering a door that maybe by, the standards of men, or maybe on paper it didn't look like you qualified, but the Lord qualified you long before you were ever encapsulated in that body. He put his stamp of approval on you, and he's sending you further into your destiny. So we say congratulations, and that's all I wanted to say and release here on this afternoon.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. I receive.
I'm trying to gather myself. If there's another.
And then we'll allow Prophet Shan to gather herself. If there's someone else that is on the line on today that has a testimony that really, if the word really resonated with you and you want to come forth, if you're able, we do know at this particular hour people are typically on their lunch, and some of you are listening in your cubicles or in your offices and you may not be able to speak. But if you are here and this word resonated with you, or you want to share a notable testimony, you can come forth at this time. Glory be to God. Well, we thank you for sharing with us on this afternoon, and we want to encourage you to go on over to our website, www.sentmiami.com, www.sentmiami.com. Go on over there and begin to pull up the archive of all of the prayer sessions. Are we on day 52? I believe we are. We're at day 52. So go up and pull prayer set. Maybe you want to pull up prayer session 48 or prayer session 13. Now, all of them are not there, but the majority of them are, and they are available to each and every one of you at no charge. You can go on and you can listen back to some of the teachings and some of the prayers. We thank God that prayer is eternal, right? That it lasts forever and ever and ever and ever. And we thank God that prayer is hovering over not only this environment, but hovering over your family, hovering over your businesses, right? And so we want to encourage you to go on over when you have an opportunity and pull up some of those prayers and listen to them at your leisure. We also want to remind you, we said it this morning and we'll continue to say it, because we want you all to be aware that Prophet DeMarcus, his birthday is coming up. His 40th birthday is on March the 2nd, which is the upcoming Monday. But we're celebrating not only his birthday, but also his send-off on March the 6th. And it will be lovely if the Prayer Line family, if 60 for 60 family, would join us in the celebration. So we want you to be a part of that if you are able to come. I don't have the address right before me. I released it this morning, but I'll ensure that I'll have it tomorrow morning for anyone that wasn't able to jot it down this morning. But we certainly would hope that you would be able to join us on March the 6th at 7:30. The location is in Fort Lauderdale. Is there any other announcements, Apostle Fash? Oh, Encounter Mornings. Yes, Encounter Mornings. Holy Spirit just said, wait a minute, don't forget about Encounter Mornings on March the 1st. The first Sunday in March is March the 1st. And we're having a very special training on spiritual mapping on that day. So we're calling all intercessors. If you are an intercessor at your church, if you know intercessors, we want you to be a part of this training. That way you can go back to your ministry on fire, amen, in prayer. So don't miss this opportunity to be a part of this free training on spiritual mapping that's happening at 5 a.m. on March the 1st. We hope to see you in the building, and I believe that is all the announcements that we have. And if I'm missing something, Apostle Fash, let me know.
I believe that's it. You just reminded about recording. That they have the recording available. I don't know if you said that already.
Yeah, I did. I that was the first thing I said. So I guess that's it. Thank you so much. And we love you, and we hope that you get your 20 minutes in before the night is over. If you haven't gotten it already, we want to encourage you to don't forget to get your 20 minutes to close out that 60 minutes, at least at a minimum, per day. We'll hear you back here in the morning at 5 a.m. More grace.